to a bar called The Common yesterday.
Oh, yeah. On downtown
there. It's nice there.
They had one of those bathroom guys.
Oh, sweet.
Oh, did they? Oh, so you have to give him
the
some
The guy
money?
That lives in the bathroom. And the thing is, like, I walked in and he's like, oh, here, have some soap. And I'm like, well, you just watched me piss. This is weird. He puts the soap in my hand, which, like, they have an automatic soap dispenser that he's blocking. He's in front of, so I can't get it. I'm like, okay. Oh. So I have to. And then I wash my hands, and he turned on the water for me. And I'm like, I don't need that either.
I could have done that myself.
And then, like, I turn around, and he's standing in between me and the blow dry thing. And he grabs, like, a piece of fabric, whatever, paper towel, and he puts it on my hand, so now it's wet, so I have to use it. So I'm like, okay. And then he's like, would you like some mints or like cologne? I'm like, I'm not Lord. It's been in the washroom, I'm not eating anything. He had mints and gum. I'm like, yeah, people have been pooping in here, put that in my mouth please. And then I was like, I walk away and I'm like, I'm not paying you, I didn't want any of this. You were very hostile with giving me your services.
I wonder if there's like anyone who's like, oh, I'm glad you're here, like,
yeah. I know. Yeah, once you see him, you're just like, oh, no.
Yeah, like...
You know what? I'll hold it.
You're peeing in the urinal, and you're sort of looking at him in your peripheral and just, like, hoping that he doesn't care about you. Yeah.
Please don't notice me, senpai.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was so bad. So bad. The bat... What do you... Like, what is that job title?
Yeah, what is it? Like,
bathroom guy.
Bathroom attendant.
Bathroom caddy. Like... I
bathroom
can just,
butler.
I can just imagine the fetish you have that's like your thing. You're like, yeah, I like watching people.
I want to get poo particles all over me.
Yeah, I like watching
real weird, real quick.
Touch people's hands.
Like, what do? I do what I love.
This was my calling.
Oh, man. And start. Hi, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host, Nick McQuick. You are listening to the Quick and Slow Comedy Show. As always, I'm joined in studio by our fabulous and talented sound engineer, button-pushing and knob-twisting sort of fella, Tom Brent.
Hi, it's me.
Hey, Tom. How you doing?
It's been a long time, man. We haven't seen each other for, what, like 6 years now?
Ugh, it's so long. It gets longer every day.
Yep.
Just like a rubber band that's holding two cars.
Or like a bungee cord holding somebody's feet together when they jump off a bridge.
Oh, that's really bad for your back. Don't do that.
Yeah, I can't imagine it would be good for anything.
Yeah. Actually, yeah.
Unless you have like an adrenaline problem, like really, it builds up and like poisons you.
Oh, kind of like the opposite of the crank.
Yeah.
Or you need to get rid of your adrenaline.
Yeah.
Well, because the whole thing I was thinking is, it like, what if you were really depressed? And you just had some scissors, and you're like, I'm going to go bungee jumping, and it'll look like an accident. Like,
yeah,
that's one way to... Then your family gets some lawsuit money.
Yeah, because you cut it with scissors?
Everybody knows life insurance pays out double when you bet on red.
This podcast hasn't even started, and you're already killing the momentum.
And joining us in studio is first-time guest Brother Octopus and his drummer, The New Guy.
Why, hello there.
Howdy doody. So you are music making people.
Music making people, that's our profession.
Yes. And I have been involved in the scene with you for a while. We've seen each other at a couple different events and worked together on a couple different projects in the past. But going back even before that, to the antithesis of Brother Octopus, take me there. How did it all start?
The backstory is that I was an actual octopus in the Pacific Ocean.
Okay.
I might not look like one now, but I was back then.
Yeah.
There was a guitar that came floating down out of nowhere. And I started playing this thing. I didn't know what it was called at the time. But I started playing it and finally got the hang of it. Started playing around with it. Came up to land. And I heard a tambourine sound. And I followed that sound. And it took me to a prison where this woman was playing tambourine. And I wanted to start a band at this point.
Is this a women's prison?
It's a co-ed.
Oh!
Yeah,
familiar with those.
Yeah,
yes.
Okay. And
Yeah. Oh, nice. I was just visiting. I still got to collect $200 and everything, but I was fine.
You weren't behind the bar.
No, I wasn't behind the bars. I was in that little thing on the side, the perimeter. Yeah.
I might have passed by you then.
Yeah. Okay.
So I walked over to where the sound was happening, and I saw a woman playing tambourine. I asked her if she wanted to be part of the band, and she said, yeah, and I broke her out of there, and we started a band as a two-piece, so it was just me and her. Her name was Lady Friend. So we started from there and played for a few years until the police actually caught up to her.
Oh, no.
Yeah, took her back to prison.
Wait, is this the police, like, with Sting, or?
No, not that police.
Not that
no,
police.
No,
okay.
I wish. That'd be awesome.
Okay, good.
No, it's the Popo.
Oh, yeah, the 5-0. Yeah.
That's right.
Oh, the Flatfoot.
Yeah.
Johnny Law.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
So she went back to prison. And, by the way, she just stole a chocolate bar. That's why. And that's a very serious offense, right? As we all know.
Yep.
Exactly. So she is in prison, and I put together a 5-piece, which is what we are right now. Which is this new guy. He's the drummer with us right now. Hello. Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Howdy.
And we also are comprised of Dogfish. She plays the guitar.
Okay.
We have Little Guppy. She plays synthesizer and sings. And we have Golden Boy.
Okay.
And that is the 5-piece of Brother Octopus.
Okay. Now, the Golden Boy, we didn't listen or list what the instrument of choice is.
Oh, right. He plays electric guitar.
The electrified guitar.
Electrified guitar.
All 6 strings of it just going away there.
Bling, bling.
Blingity, bling, bling, bling.
That's not good for underwater, is it?
No, that one's not from underwater.
Yeah, oh, okay. I don't think you can play electric instruments underwater.
Yeah.
I think Thomas Edison screwed that up. He killed a goat once with a battery.
Very sad situation.
I know.
That's kind of the goal, though. We always want to strive to be able to play a hometown show so you can finally play for his family.
Exactly.
You know.
Yeah, every now and then we'll go back to the Pacific Ocean.
Mm-hmm.
They don't really understand.
I practice my rudiments in the bathtub often just to see how much.
Yeah, that's got
to
throw off your timing a little bit there.
You would think, but that's the thing is I can't completely submerge, so my arms are fine.
Yeah.
It's hard to brace for how the resistance is going to play against my arms when I'm doing my rudiments underwater.
It's good for the slow songs.
In terms of cardio, I hold my breath.
Yeah, that's got to be hard. That's got to be hard. Now, I've heard with some people, they play an instrument called a didgeridoo, which I believe is Australian for tube.
Yeah.
And they practice something called circle breathing.
I know about that.
That's something you could do maybe underwater.
What is circle breathing?
It circulates. It goes, like, you could continue breathing
like you're while breathing
you're
while you're exhaling.
You breathe the same breath forever, maybe?
Yes.
I think?
Yeah.
That's probably.
I think it'd be good for at least one song underwater.
Yeah, maybe.
Something to try.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I might want to.
Yeah.
No, we've talked for hours about the Pacific Ocean. What's your take on the Atlantic?
Atlantic? Oh, screw the Atlantic.
Okay, Indian? Let's go through your top favorite oceans.
The Pacific Ocean, number one.
Number one ocean.
Born and raised in Pacific
In our hearts
ocean.
And our feet.
Yes.
Yes. And then for other oceans.
Yeah. I'd say the Atlantic would be number two.
Yeah.
Before the Indian Ocean.
Yeah.
But, you know, the Pacific Ocean is the best. You can't beat it.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah.
They've got it all there.
They got it all.
Yeah. They got Pacific Cod.
Pacific Cod.
Oh, it's great. I love that.
Yeah, exactly. Pacific Cod. That's all you need.
Yeah. I mean, what else do you need there? They've got it. I mean, it's so good. It touches so much land.
It is hard to survive, though, because there's so many nets.
Yeah.
You gotta avoid dying in the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah, it's a lot like ocean, Detroit but like that. You really got to avoid being killed.
Yes. Yeah. It's quite the struggle.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, it's a fun place to be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and very colorful.
Yeah, lots of good blues. Yeah, they have some greens.
Yeah. That's right. There's a little bit of green tints.
I hear they even have some silt if you go down low enough.
If you go
a lot of silt there. You've been. Really good. Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
James Cameron from time to time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just James Cameron comes around and pays you a visit.
Yeah, I think he might have something going on with water.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. Some sort of weird water fetish.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
Have you seen this moving picture called The Abyss?
Oh, I sure have.
Yeah,
that's a good-ass movie.
I know. I've seen it twice.
Wow. Oh, man.
Yeah.
I've only seen it once, so you're better than me.
Oh, yeah. It's the one time I watched it, I was really far away, and it was a very small screen. Somebody else was watching it. I was just staring at their screen.
Oh, yeah.
But, I was kind of watching.
So, like, one.
So, the second time you watched it was, like,
it was good, because it was like watching it through somebody else's eyes. Somebody else that wasn't really in front of the screen, but more adjacent and behind.
Well,
you know how when you look at a laptop and it's not tilted the right way, all the colors are all messed up?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and you're like, whoa, what am I watching? Is this Terminator?
And then you tilt it back. Like,
oh, no. Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah. I know. Okay, yeah. It's kind of like a magic eye like that.
Right, okay, yeah. And then it all makes sense after you tilt it.
You remember Magic Eyes?
Magic?
Magic Eyes?
Magic
the books.
Eyes.
You used to look at a book.
Oh, yeah, where you stare at really long.
I've never pulled off a single one of those.
You've never pulled off a single
one? In my entire life, I've never seen a single one of those.
See, for the longest time, I would just look at people and I'm like, oh, wow, they're just staring at one page of a book for way too long. They obviously don't know how to read this book. And then I looked at it and I'm like, no one knows how to read this book.
Have you ever seen one?
I have seen one before. And then after that, I was like, this took me 20 minutes to see. This game is not worth the time.
Cost-benefit analysis.
Yep.
It wasn't mind-blowing, though, once you see it.
No.
Yeah.
Mind was half-inflated mind. I was a little upset that I had done this, and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go play Pokemon Go now. That's a better use of my time chasing invisible monsters around.
Like, let's say you're looking at one, and it's
like an
owl.
Looking at one, and it's an owl.
Imagination.
That's what we're looking at. Hold on. I'm imagining it now. Hold on.
And it's an owl.
Okay.
Okay, now does the owl look at least somewhat photorealistic, or is it just like this mishmash that forms the shape of an owl?
It's the Artemis owl from Jason and the Argonauts is what I'm seeing, like the robot owl.
Yeah, it's like... You don't see all the details of the owl. It's like
a silhouette, and it's like all psychedelic and weird.
Pretty much. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's kind of like somebody, let's say a multimillionaire. Let's call him Job. He was like, hey, I have lots of money. Let's do acid once. And then he's like, let's make this a book. And then he was
he pulled it off.
Yeah, and he's I know, that's a problem. But,
damn it, Job, he's a millionaire.
Good old Job,
now.
Yeah, he's a multi-millionaire. I mean, how many Magic Eye books are there? These things are flying off the shelves.
Yeah. Well, they've kind of died down now, I'd say.
I think so. Now that you can just, internet.
Yeah,
it's all up there. I mean,
it is.
You can find
everything there.
Yeah.
You can't Magic Eye on the internet, can you?
Can you?
I've never done it.
Yeah,
for all I know, the whole thing's a gag
on
me.
There's only one way to find out. Try on the radio.
Yeah. Whoever is listening or watching this, open up a second tab and see what you can do. Yes. Oh, don't be driving while you do that.
That's right.
I could start a weekly podcast where I just try to figure out a Magic Eye, because that would be such a long-standing thing. Yeah. I don't think I'd ever...
And then you put it on YouTube, and then the picture is just the Magic Eye.
Yeah.
And then you're like, I couldn't
figure it out. Could you?
That would work really well. That would work really well as a live stream.
Yeah.
You're like, can anyone see what this is?
Yeah.
Twitch.tv.
You know
slash...
what? Let's change that a little bit. Now it's an escape room.
You have 1 hour to see this, or else somebody dies.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, yeah.
This
now
is taking
let's
a
change
dark
it a little.
Turn.
It's Saw. And that's how, three steps, you can get to Saw from anything.
This is a movie right now in the making.
I would just take a chance, it's a shark. Hopefully it is a shark.
Yeah.
Or
they kill you if you're wrong? Is that the thing?
Oh, no, they just kill a random
person. Someone you know.
Yeah.
Oh,
or
wow.
Somebody on
the just keep going, until they keep killing people, and then until you get right? Wow.
Cut off your brother's thumbs.
Ooh, gosh. Not old thumbless Matt. Yeah.
Ouch.
Oh, thumbs.
Yeah, fuck Matt and his
thumbs. Could you imagine how bad you'd be at texting? Oh. That would take the whole game out.
You'd have to do the whole finger thing like the
old lady. Yeah. Yeah, it'd be hard to play drums, too.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be any better or worse, I don't think.
Do you do any spinning stick things?
Oh,
any of those tricks?
No,
none of those?
I don't take chances like that. You hold on as hard as possible.
You want white in the knuckles.
Yes.
He's dropped a few sticks in his time.
Oh, no.
That's why we're doing the last chance, New Guys Last Chance Tour.
New Guys Last Chance Tour.
We're playing a few shows.
Wait, didn't you guys already do that? Aren't you done that?
Oh,
yes. Come back from that?
It has taken place.
And we are still deciding.
And the votes are still coming in.
Yeah, it is my last chance.
And
where
can the audience vote? One of your social medias? What is that?
We should put up a voting...
Yeah. Or they just text me 780-862-1124. They want to vote.
Yeah,
we don't have to do that. Guys.
You guys sweating already?
Even just seeing it on Facebook, like you see all the people who like it, and it's just like you assholes.
Yeah. I thought you were my friend.
This is my life. You know, I got nothing else.
So, what sort of drum kit are you playing there?
I'm playing a
Yamaha offset.
Yamaha.
Yeah. 5-piece.
They make a good motorbike.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
How does the drum set shift gears? How does that work?
You just spin them around until you feel right. I don't know.
Okay, good. Good skins on them?
I mean, I have recently replaced them, so that was a new experience.
Were you a little too enthusiastic?
No, I'm never enthusiastic. I'm always quite scared.
Yeah.
So
very timid. With the skins, we're replacing them. Was it a little strange for you, the key that you had to get, that little twisty key to dislodge all of the spokes?
I spent a lot of time going on YouTube videos and doing the whole Google and teach me how to do this thing, and everyone going like, you gotta spin the keys around and you gotta test each nub and.
Yeah, and you gotta tap the nubs for sound, isn't that
what it is? And all that stuff, and it's like. I don't know. It just like I did it, and it seemed so easy that I'm surely have done it wrong.
Yeah.
So
it was too easy.
Oh yeah. No.
Yeah.
Ugh. If so, it's too easy to be true,
yeah. It's false. Yeah. So if things sound bad out there.
That's why.
That's my fault.
Yeah, it's because you don't know.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah, exactly. Which one's your favorite? I like the snare. It's a pretty tight one. It's got the little clamp on
snare,
it.
Snare it. Is good. It gives you, it's the most gratifying.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of punch for a little effort.
It's like hitting the redheaded stepchild. That's the one you want to go to. That's where it should go.
I don't know. I like doing ride triplets.
Oh, there you go. Yeah,
I always throw triplets in there when it's just not necessary because I just feel like...
Do like a parabellum?
That's what good drummers do.
Yeah.
Triplets.
Oh, wow. He's good. He's doing triplets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. With that, do you ever do like you get your hi hat, you close it down, you just do a little
little disco stuff.
Yeah, throw some kick in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got a song, Honey.
It's come a long
very
way.
Disco-y.
Sure.
My favorite drums are the ones that are all called me because I'm Tom.
Ah, I like all the Toms too.
If you didn't get that joke, text Tom.
780.
He'll walk you through.
Text Tom, WTF.
862-1124. Thanks.
So how many piece is your kit?
It's five, but it's also got like a cowbell. I put a tambourine attachment on there.
Ooh.
Little gizmos.
He also does some stuff while we're playing shows. He'll blow bubbles out of a pipe.
Oh, bubble pipe.
Yeah, he'll change into different attire, like into a rebel for our song Rebels.
Yeah, I have a denim vest.
Yeah.
Oh,
and a sleeveless.
Nothing says rebel like denim vest.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Oh. And his, of course, what he's wearing right now, his...
my bell bottoms.
Yeah, his bell bottoms. Yeah.
Now, the bell bottoms, what sort of fabric is that? Is that a cord? A roy?
Cord, yeah.
It's a corduroy. Okay, good. Just making sure. Is that that's comfort for you?
It's kind of just one of those, you know, in Seinfeld when...
No.
You've never seen
I've
Seinfeld?
Never been inside of a Seinfeld.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know in a Seinfeld.
You know, on Seinfeld?
Oh, yes.
On the
I'm
television series, on the NBC series.
Is Seinfeld. Corduroys or cords on
Not
Seinfeld?
Not cords, but it's like the George Costanza thing about how I'd drape myself in velvet if it were socially acceptable.
Yeah.
My velvet is bell bottoms.
Oh,
so it's not really socially acceptable, but if right now it's work attire, so I'm in my work uniform, it has to be acceptable.
Are you a big fan of cords? Is that what draw you?
It's not
you
the
to
cords,
like a...
it's the bell bottoms specifically.
Oh, okay. Because I was just wondering, you're hanging around with a lot of people.
It's like a ride bell type thing.
And the guitars all have cords, so is there some sort of cause correlation there?
I missed the question.
That's actually a good call, because cords...
Chords on guitars, chords on pants.
Chords.
Yeah, because I mean, you aren't able to play chords on drums. However, you are able to wear chords.
And watch us play chords.
Yes.
You know, all art is open to interpretation. I'm not going to say how much of this is on purpose and how much isn't. Yeah. But
Andy Warhol said, I will not give you a quote. So, I mean, anything's possible. Yeah. Exactly. So interpret art however you want, I guess. So you have a track out now. It's a Serenade Through the Seaweed.
It's a follow-up album.
Okay, this is following something.
Yeah, following up to Connected Through Corals.
Connected Through Corals.
And it's all based on different artists featured on each track.
Okay, I'm noticing a theme here, and
yes.
It's alliteration.
Yes, that's
that
right.
That is the theme. Yeah, 100%.
100%.
It's very clever.
So with a lot of local artists, we've connected with Connected
Through
Corals.
Okay, so that's on C2C?
Yeah, C2C.
Okay. Yeah.
And S2S would be the latest one that we've released.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's what we're going to be going on to. Well, that's what we come back from
that's,
tour.
Yeah, your tour. And then with the C2C, was that your first album debut?
Nope, that was our first.
What a twist.
I'm like, Shyamalan's here.
Oh, God, guys. He's been dead the whole time.
It's the first album we did with a different artist featured on each track.
Oh.
So actually, it's right here.
Oh,
here nice.
Oh, hey,
yeah,
look at this.
Yeah, there you can
I will
check it out.
I'll hold it up for the
for
cameras.
To see. Yeah, it's right there.
Wherever you are, camera, right there. Look at that.
Yeah, it's right there.
That is nice. And how would the... Oh, hey, look at on the back of this. It says the sound of Yegg, which is the airport code of Edmonton.
Uh-huh. Yes, yes.
And then...
These are all companies that actually sponsored us. Can you believe it?
The city of Edmonton?
Yeah. Well, it's...
What?
Has to do with the Edmonton Arts Council.
Oh, that's the next one over, the Edmonton Arts Council.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's like the thing that I always look at here is in order for an album to get made, it's like they all say, it takes a village to raise a baby, and your baby is a CD.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
How does the village raise it? Because it's never just one person.
No, like we all raise it together as a family, right? Like yeah. it, Brother Octopus is a family, and then also the artists involved would be part of the family as well. So through all of us, we're getting the music out there. Yeah.
But then, like for you to not only approach what is this 12 different artists,
yeah,
and yourself mm-hmm. to collaborate,
mm-hmm.
which is how Vanilla Ice starts his song,
yeah, with yeah.
everybody stopping and collaborating and listening, and then. You go and you approach them all. They want to work together. Now you have to have some sort of a studio in which they have microphones and they can record musics and sounds and such, right. and then make an album. Mm-hmm. And now you have to have somebody that does the rest of it, which is stuff that I don't even know. But now there's a CD in my hand. Like there's a lot of steps there that yes, I'm missing.
It's a long process for every band, mm-hmm. and every band can recognize all the steps you have to go through to do make a CD.
Yeah,
it's not easy. Okay. I mean, there's a lot to it, and you gotta write the song.
That sounds hard on its own.
Exactly, like writing music.
Oh, tricky.
Ugh. Yeah. But yeah, you start off writing music, and then you have to find you gotta know where to record, or if you're gonna record at home, or if you're gonna who's gonna master it, then where are you gonna get the CD made, and then how are you gonna promote it? And it's
my boss also has what they call gumption. He has a lot of gumption.
Gumption
is that a food?
A it lot
sounds
of
chewy.
It does. Sounds like gumption.
He makes soup out
he's
of it.
He's a real go-getter. This guy.
He goes and gets all the gumption.
He comes up with things and he just does them. Okay. Like
that gets all the gumption.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know.
Okay.
I got a lot of gumption.
He's one of those guys. He doesn't sleep a lot.
Yeah, he just gets a lot of stuff done. I don't know quite. I can't even answer.
He gets
how
as much done
it.
As a man with eight arms.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, yeah.
Tentacles even.
Yeah,
octopi don't sleep.
Good reach.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. yeah.
He works hard.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. Hard but working. I couldn't do it without my minions.
Yeah,
I think he could though. I'm pretty sure he could.
Well, maybe.
Wow, you have no confidence whatsoever. That is God.
New guy, we figured that we don't need drums anymore.
One of those reasons why I'm on the chopping block. Every idea he has, it's like, are you sure?
You're like, I don't know. We're pretty comfortable here.
He does question a lot. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're going to go to someone else's property and just play music like that's something they want? Ooh, come on.
You
going to
do a podcast?
Ooh, on the internet? That's strange.
What do we have to say?
I don't have much to say about this.
Yeah, so hopefully I'm fired by the time anyone's hearing this.
Hopefully. Yeah. There's that self-confidence I was talking about.
So drummers out there, just know we might be looking.
Mm-hmm.
Same.
So now... Apparently they're in high demand.
They are.
Those sticks.
Just look on Kijiji. You'll see a whole bunch.
When you're out and you're performing, you're playing music, mm-hmm. you do it in a studio and you make an album. When you're not, like New Guy said, when you're out and you go somewhere to someone's property and you play music, a lot of people have what's called a rider, a list of demands order for... It's sort of like what a terrorist has before they release a hostage. They have a rider and they're like, we'll let a hostage out if you give us some gummy bears.
Right, okay.
So, yeah,
we'll play a show.
What does a rider look like for Brother
Octopus? For us? Oh, man. I wish we were at the point where we could demand like...
So you wish for that you're at a point. That's the first thing on the rider.
We're not to the point where we could demand things and they'll bring it to us like... Justin Bieber.
Okay.
They
can't bring you Justin Bieber.
We just want Justin Bieber.
Yeah, you just want Justin Bieber.
But no, Justin Bieber can demand whatever he wants and they'll give it to him.
Yeah.
And there was something I was reading, but he got like some crazy list of demands for his rider.
Jeez.
But I wish we could demand like...
I thought the whole story with the obnoxious riders were that like they do it just so you're paying attention.
Yeah,
like,
to see because they don't want the lights falling or anything. They want to make sure that they're dealing with people that are meticulous.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, my rider is just a bottle of water and a condom full of mayonnaise, so that's easy enough.
Oh, yeah.
A condom full of mayonnaise. Yeah. How did that start?
What else would you put mayonnaise into?
Yeah, I'm not going to have... I'm not going to eat a whole jar. I'll get, like, way too fat. I can't deal with that.
So. Do they give that to you every time, too?
No, never. It's never happened. So he's a cup of water and a condom of mustard. I don't know what the confusion is. It's like they're doing it on purpose.
I specifically asked for mayonnaise.
Yes. Oh, it's so strange dealing with amateurs. But I mean, still, I'm cool with it.
That's not.
Yeah,
hey,
I gotta deal with
it. You gotta do it still, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Go through with it.
There was a bit of a story about the origin of your band,
mm-hmm.
and now how did you come to meet all of the remainder? Like,
okay, so Golden Boy.
Okay, Golden Boy. We'll start there.
We'll start.
He's
with
the electric guitarist.
Actually, you know,
we'll start. Guitarist?
He's the electrified guitarist. Okay. Yeah, and he was on a ferry going gold mining.
Okay.
And we caught him on the ferry and said...
A ferry's a boat, right?
Yeah, it's a
okay,
boat.
Good,
going, yeah,
sure.
He's going to go gold mining. We're like, hey, man, why are you going gold mining? You could be part of this band. And mm-hmm. we knew he could play guitar because he was playing some music on there.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, yeah, you know what? You're right. And so he came with us.
Bam.
And Golden Boy right there. Bam.
Nailed it.
Little Guppy, she's just a friend from the Pacific Ocean. She's from
okay,
there.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, you swim in similar circles.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And... Dogfish,
mm-hmm.
the guitarist, mm-hmm. she is a badass. She's
mm-hmm.
a bully. We thought we could bring her in here to change her ways, but it hasn't. She's
not
still
so
a bully.
Much.
And she kind of punches
Ooh.
Us in all the wrong ways.
Ooh, yeah. Tricky. Yeah.
What's the right way to punch? Besides donkey.
Oh, okay. That's what my answer was going to be.
Yeah.
Rabbit there is punch?
Well, in pro wrestling, you got to, like, they say it's best to, like, punch where there's a lot of meat, like, in the...
The meat, yeah, meat punches.
Like
yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, meat punch.
Dogfish, it's like throat and
oh,
eyes.
Oh, throat
like,
and eyes.
I get punched in the, like centered with the eyeball.
God, you don't want to play Scrabble with somebody like that.
Yeah.
No, and when we're playing shows and we have bruises, you know where they're from. It's like, she's abusive. Mm-hmm. But she plays guitar, so you can't really fire a guitar
Yeah, there's
player.
Two of those.
Yeah.
I think.
No, guitar.
Oh.
This is only one guitar.
There's only, the guitar.
Oh, or are you thinking of another guitarist?
I think that there may have been a guitarist, but he might have actually just been playing a keyboard that fell over.
Oh.
That might have been what it was. So it's similar.
Okay, and just
but
strapped
it was,
somehow. Okay.
It was during an earthquake, so it's
okay.
They just tried to keep the show going. But
and then there's New Guy.
And then
New Guy can tell his story.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know. No one needs to hear my story. You know,
hold on, I can't hear the self-confidence. It's too low. Can we turn that up?
It turns out Brother Octopus isn't the only invertebrate in this band.
All right, look, I'm just a regular everyday schmuck working in the print industry.
Okay.
And a band needed a drummer, and there are so few drummers in this world.
There is.
Here I am.
Yeah.
I've never played a drum in my life, but, you know, I got into it,
yeah.
And now it's just I have such little going on. Basically, the
Damn.
Fact that I'm so available, that's pretty much my only saving grace.
We don't even respect him.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not to be respected.
Sounds like he doesn't really respect us.
How can you respect a man who does not respect
Exactly.
himself?
But, you know, it's come along. We'll get there, I'm sure.
Trying my hardest.
Maybe not.
Trying my hardest. I would say I'm trying my... Yes. I'm trying my hardest.
What more could somebody ask?
Yeah.
What more could somebody ask? He's trying.
Yeah. I'm in a dying print industry.
You don't think it's making a comeback?
And I'm trying to make money in a rock band.
Yeah.
I need this. So I'm hanging on.
Yeah,
so
sometimes he gets frustrated when we're playing and the audience will start booing us. And he'll stand up and scream, I'm trying my best.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sometimes when they don't even hear things are going wrong, I'll just get up and scream, I'm trying my best.
Says that a lot during shows.
Yeah,
it's very unprofessional, but we've learned.
I use it to count us in. I'm trying my best.
Yeah.
Song starts.
When your landlord comes up and wants rent, you're like, hey, listen, I'm trying. Try it. Here's some buttons.
It doesn't work so well with him.
But... Yeah. Unfortunate.
Yeah.
Another thing that we neglected to mention, but Golden Boy, he has the best farts.
He does brag about his farts.
Like, are they best in their volume, dispersion rate?
You name it.
Yeah.
If you're a connoisseur of farts,
mm-hmm.
Golden
Which
Boy.
None of us
now,
are.
I think farts, because I'm not a scientist, you can quote me on that. I think farts are the ghosts of poops that you're never going to have. So maybe he is just killing the poop game.
Sometimes these farts turn into poops.
That's when you roll the dice on a shart and you lose.
That's right. Yeah,
we've all been there. We've all flown too close to the sun with that, right?
It's the original Icarus.
Yeah.
I-C-K-A-R-U-S.
Yeah. That's Icarus.
What about you, Tom? Have you been close to the sharts?
Oh.
Have you rolled the dice on it?
I've never gamble. not
you don't
a gambler.
Roll the dice? Oh, you're not a gambler?
No, not a gambler, no. Man.
I'm like once a week, I think.
Yeah.
Once a week you gamble or once a week you lose?
Once a week I gamble. Some weeks I think I've lost, but it's never as bad as it seems.
No, if you, like, I think that this is all about what you're wearing. Because if you bring, like, good armor to a fight, it's going to last. So what I have is actually Under Armour compression shorts.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, they...
Keeps everything compact.
They will jump on the grenade if it comes out, and they will hold it there, okay? They will hold it there until your plane lands.
Okay? So you'd be stupid not to try, at least.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm like, I've already got...
on your investment.
Yeah, exactly.
That should be Under Armour's, like, test. Yeah. How they test their products.
Yeah.
It's just...
Exactly. Who says they don't? That's interesting.
Yeah.
I wonder if they
I've
do.
Never worked at their factory, so maybe that's what they do.
Maybe. Hey, hey, maybe.
They're just right beside a Chipotle, and they're like, load up, boys. So what were some of your musical influences starting out?
Oh, boy. So I like a lot of Gorillaz stuff. Mm-hmm. Gorillaz, they also do
the band or the animal?
Both.
Okay, good. Just
I mean,
sure.
Gorillaz in general are just awesome. But the Gorillaz with the Z at the end?
Oh, I know those ones.
Those ones, yeah. Yeah, they're an influence of mine. I like Group Love. Like some boy.
Once again, the practice or just an activity?
I set myself up for that. What else? Oh, the XX I like.
The XX.
The XX. Not the XXX.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oof. No, Xander Cage. The return of Xander Cage. Are you kidding me? Everybody knows we all love that.
That's right.
That's Oscar worthy.
Yeah. Which I don't know if you hear any of that influence on this, the music that we make, but I mean, those are my influences.
New guy, you, you've heard music before, right?
I have. I've listened to music a time or two, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't write enough music to say I have much influences.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of just jump in and I panic.
You should tell about the album that you're working on.
Yeah, what's on your Zune?
Oh, boy. it might be too early to even talk about it. It's such a... water you sports?
Were... Okay. Sounds... Yep, I know what I that... No follow-up questions.
I want us to make a sports album... A sports-themed album titled Water Sports.
Which I am totally on board for this.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like aqua football?
No, just sports. You know, just sports.
Aqua football. Is aqua football a thing?
Probably. Tom, you want to Google that?
Water polo.
Oh.
Water polo.
Water
That'd
polo.
That'd be one of them.
Is that a...
Water polo would be a good one.
Isn't that what killed Franklin Delano Roosevelt? Okay.
Is that the sound?
I guess... That was a yes.
You get paid to be a professional comedian. You embarrass me.
I do. Both of those things. I get paid and I embarrass. You're embarrassed. I have to go home being me.
I have to look at this in the mirror.
So you can
buy aqua footballs.
Aqua footballs.
But there's no such like official game.
There's no recognizable
sport.
League.
Well, you know,
yet.
We have to start.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aqua football league.
Let's do it, boys.
Exactly. Man, it's got to be hard swimming that many yards. It's got to be tricky. There's so much more friction in water.
Yeah, but that's if that's the game, just deal with it, you know?
You're like, you know what you signed up for. Yeah.
Soccer's hard, too, but they do it.
Yeah,
they don't take breaks.
Aqua soccer, just everything. Aqua before the actual sport name. Aqua lacrosse.
Ooh, aqua cross.
There you go. Aqua cross.
Aqua MMA. Somebody's gonna
cool.
die. Somebody's gonna die.
There's a lot of.
Is like, there such thing as ground and pounding in aqua MMA?
No, I think it's water and pounding.
No, that'd be a drowned and pound.
Drowned and pound.
Hey, it rhymes.
Yeah. Yeah, it rhymes. So it's gotta be a. Yeah, it rhymes.
It's gotta be something.
Nobody can go to jail for it if it rhymes.
I would be shocked if that exists already. That's the thing, is everything you talk about that surely shouldn't exist, it does exist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some things are unfortunate that exist.
I think before the internet was around, a lot more people were ashamed about stuff like that. But now they can find other people that are into the same thing. I mean, hell, if they want to make a music video with a guy running around in a fuzzy bear suit, they totally can.
Yeah, they can.
Yep.
Yeah.
So if I were to flip on your Zune right now, what would I find on it?
On
music wise. What are you listening to? What's your top five that you're listening to?
The now.
Man. I listen to a lot of stuff that's on record labels. Like, so I'll, if I like something, I'll check out another record label that, and usually I'll find other stuff. And there's a lot of indie bands, but
this label has a turtle on it on the and let's see, it's a fish.
One of my favorite bands is Pinback. That's a indie band. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's on yours.
Well, lately I've been listening to, well, Frank Zappa comes and goes, but I'm always listening to Frank
Zappa.
And
the Mothers
of Invention.
Of Invention. Yes. Okay. Are you listening to a lot of like Joe's Garage?
Joe's Garage. Joe's Garage is like the first Frank Zappa that I actually started listening to on.
That
like,
popped your Zappa cherry?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing with Frank Zappa is that like I knew him more as like a personality first. Like you see all the interviews and he's just hilarious in interviews. Mm-hmm. He's just really cynical and rotten to people.
Yeah.
And he just comes off so smart that I felt like if I don't enjoy Frank Zappa, then I'm wrong.
Do you have a poster of Frank Zappa hanging up somewhere?
It's kind of hacky, but
it's him sitting on the toilet.
The toilet in my bathroom.
Yep, yeah. I figured as much. So that I've seen so many times, and I was a little embarrassed because I had somebody look at it and go like, who's this man on the toilet?
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, you're not allowed to look at it anymore.
So you have a toilet Frank Zappa in your bathroom as well?
Yeah, everybody does. Okay. Isn't that a requirement for having a bathroom?
I guess so.
Yeah.
It should be.
Yeah, I think at one point in your life you have to have that.
Yeah, for sure.
You also have a shirt of Frank Zappa.
You have a shirt of Frank Zappa on your wall, in your washroom, in his washroom?
Yeah.
Zappa Inception.
I thought that was the average thing. I thought everyone had that.
I'm pretty sure everybody does.
Yeah. I've seen it a bit. It's kind of like I see people walking around with the Rolling Stones. They have the lips thing on their shirt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they walk around being like, I don't know what it is. And I'm like, take it off.
I just thought it was cute. Yeah.
Take it off. Take your shirt off and run into traffic.
Yeah.
Sounds like a fun Aqua game.
Yeah, exactly. Swim in front of a boat. Now, here's a question we asked a couple episodes ago to a rap enthusiast. If there was only one album you could listen to for the remainder of your days, what album would it be?
Oh, man.
I know. It's a hard choice.
That is a hard choice.
And we have to preface it with, it can't be Willennium by Will Smith.
What?
Sorry.
That was...
this game sucks.
Yeah, I know. But we prefaced the earlier ones, so it's got to carry over.
Is it just too many people say it, and it's like, enough?
We're just... Yeah, I know.
Hashtag continuity.
All know it is the best Will Smith album.
The thing, like, it's because he's clean, too, you know? He doesn't swear once.
Exactly. He's just a nice... He's a nice
still
boy.
Raps.
Well, I mean...
Yeah, except also he, like... Okay, so he's Will, mm-hmm. and his wife is Jada, and their kids are Jaden and Willow.
They're so cool. Oh.
They're not that nice. That's weird.
That is weird. How do
they
you...
just love themselves a lot.
Listen, he's just from West Philadelphia. Born and raised. On the playground is where he spent most of his days. Just chilling out, Max. And
well, that'd be my number one choice. I have to. I have to break
the rapper,
rules.
He's the DJ. I'm by Will Smith and Jazzy Jeff.
Speaking of clean rap, has anyone ever heard the song Summer Holiday by DJ Sven and MC Micro G?
No, I have not, but I like the name DJ Sven.
It samples Holiday by Madonna, and they have just the best lyrics. Just the best lyrics. Like, I can rap more raps than a Superman can.
Oh,
that's deep.
I understand things most rappers say because rap is my thing and I do it every day.
Oh, wow.
Damn.
That's
just worthwhile listening if we're talking about rap.
My life just changed forever.
I don't know. My favorite Will Smith lyric is drinking orange juice out of a champagne glass.
Yeah.
And I'm like, really?
Yeah.
You aren't even like drinking booze? You're that clean of a rapper?
Yeah.
You know what they don't do anymore is make stories out of like rap songs with a storyline, you know?
The last one that I can think of is by Little Dicky, and it's Let Me Freak.
Yeah, what's the story? Like
the story is he meets a woman, and he would like to have sex with her.
Okay.
But he's drunk and nervous, and he kind of fumbles his words. And then the second chorus is they've been together for 7 years, and this is where their life is. And then the final chorus is they're both, what does he say? old OG looking old as fuck. So they're at a later stage, and he has to take pills in order to have sex, and he explains that that he took several of them, and he's like, don't have much time left to live, but I'm going out with a bang.
Wow. Oh, wow.
So
the most recent rap story there's an artist called Clipping, featuring David Diggs, who's in Hamilton and a whole bunch of other stuff. And their last album last year is actually a concept album of a slave who got abducted by aliens. Mm. So pretty cool. So it does exist.
Yeah. But like, how long ago was that?
Like literally last year.
Oh, okay.
That's a whole album.
It does happen.
The whole album is like the story.
I'm going to have to check that out. I don't know how you would string that along for
a while. It's fucking incredible.
I would say probably the most like emotionally responsive that I've been to a story is Immortal Technique. I believe it's Dancing with the Devil.
Okay.
I don't know. It is horrifying.
Yeah.
It is terrifying. It talks about like a guy who wants to join a gang and be tough, and the gang like initiates him by making him do terrible things.
Oh boy.
And then like, I won't spoil the ending, but it is very emotional. I highly recommend whoever's listening to this, pause it and listen to that. It's going to be better. And then you're going to be very angry or sad and then come back and now I'm sorry.
So it's not like the Fresh Prince.
Oh no.
About
not at all.
Meeting a girl.
Nope.
At the club.
Nope. Not at all. It is very, very dark. But yeah, it's probably one of the most moving stories. I think it's told very well. Immortal Technique.
Okay.
Pretty underestimated. Yeah, that's a word. Why not?
What would be your...
My album is Dr. Dre 2001.
Oh, you just have that on you, just like that.
Yeah, of course. Forgot About Dre. I can listen. I know this for a fact. I can listen to Forgot About Dre for 5 hours straight.
Yeah.
Singing along the whole time until my voice
stops. Do you do that so that you don't forget about Dre?
I can't forget about Dre. Okay, there's things you can't forget. The Alamo, 911, and Dre.
Is that something to do with your concussions? Or
yes, I've been hit in the head many times, and I will never be able to forget about Dre.
It's crazy.
Or the Alamo.
Isn't it so
weird?
That'll
be on your tombstone?
Yep.
Never forgot
about Dre.
About Dre.
Yeah, never forgot ..
Yeah.
About Dre.
I did my part.
Yeah, I did my part. Exactly. He sells Beats now.
The headphones.
Dre?
Oh, is that what they are?
Yeah.
I thought he had a farm. Well, he's always talking about dropping Beats. I was like, I don't know. It's like a clumsy Russian farmer making borscht over there.
Bruised ass Beats. His Beats are lumpy.
For me, it would probably be Sloan's Pretty Together album.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Sloan. That's the first time I've ever heard anybody even reference Sloan in like a long time.
Oh, that hurts my heart. That hurts my heart.
I know. Like, they're like the newfie Tragically Hip.
Yeah. We were talking about that, actually.
This country failed Sloan so badly. So badly.
Hey, listener, did you know Sloan's Canadian?
Or they're like the Canadian Weezer. I like that better. They're Canadian Weezer.
I always say Beatles.
Do they look like
that,
Buddy Holly?
Maybe I'm just a fanboy, but I always
that's
say
a little
Beatles.
That's a little far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That, that's much. How I feel about them. I just love Sloan so much.
That's their latest album that is your favorite?
No. The last album was pretty good. Their albums are still stellar. I think Pretty Together is the one I listen to most.
So, I've got to say, the album here that I'm holding in my hand, CTC, mm-hmm. Connect Through Coral.
Yeah.
You, like you said, you feature many other artists on here. What is your dream collab?
My dream?
Both of you. What is your
not
dream
including
collab?
Me.
Yeah, not including...
Like, to collaborate with somebody, like, anybody?
Yeah, to collaborate, to make music with them or build a shed, whatever you want.
Man,
My wife.
For me, it would be... I think Dave Grohl.
Dave Grohl?
Yeah, Grohl. Just because he seems like such a
From Nirvana?
Dude. Yeah, that guy.
Oh, okay.
Or
the
wait,
drummer from
Dave,
Nirvana.
Dave Grohl from Nirvana?
He formed a new band.
Yeah, Foo Fighters.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of Foo Fighters?
Is that like a Mr. T thing?
No, they don't. He doesn't pity any
fools.
That's
a Foo Pittier.
Yeah.
What about Probot? What about Dave Grohl?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a good Dave Grohl, actually.
Oh, yeah, is that Dave Grohl. I can ride my bike with no handlebars?
No.
Oh, that's Flowbot. That's a different one, sorry.
No, go to hell.
Go to hell? Oh, I haven't heard that. What band, is that another band he's in? Go to hell?
No. I'm giving you the
GTH? GTH? Is that? So it'd be David Grohl,
yeah,
as his mom calls him. And, yeah.
And he also seems like someone who would do it.
He would, yeah, he does.
He's like a nice guy.
Because he's in so many other, he features in so many other things.
Yeah.
I'd be like, hey, why not Brother Octopus?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If he has time for it, I'm sure he would do it.
I think he would.
Yeah.
I'm going to get to the bottom of it.
Well, the listeners can text Tom and he'll get in touch with Dave Grohl for you. They can text
That's awesome.
Tom.
Yeah. Tom, you can do that?
If any people text me, I can.
But what's the number they can reach
you? This sounds like nobody texts Tom.
Just one it's just guy like, in Toronto, and I love it.
780-862-1124.
Thank you, Drake.
Wow. Dave Grohl. We're going to play with Dave Grohl.
Well, let's keep those hopes pretty low.
You assume that people will text me.
I can't believe this.
We haven't even got to your collaboration.
Yeah, who'd you want?
Besides Sloan.
Besides Sloan.
Because we already talked the one album you can listen to, and now it's the one.
Like, I just joined Sloan. I don't know. I would like someone, like, I wouldn't say Kanye West,
yeah,
but the idea of Kanye West, like, someone.
Just the idea of Kanye West. Yeah. The potential of Kanye West?
Yeah, what? Like, that Kanye
like,
best.
Know, one of those real pretentious types that just, like, yells at everyone and, like.
Kanye West is pretentious? I have not heard anything about this.
Oh, no?
No, I thought he was such a nice guy.
Oh, maybe
young
I misheard. I don't know. I heard he's a bit of a diva.
Oh, like, that's, no.
That's
really?
The hubbub I
No,
the,
not
are
Kanye.
You talking about Kanye West, the fashion designer?
Yeah.
Does he do music?
That's what I hear.
Oh.
That's what I hear.
Did he graduate into music? Music? I thought he was a college dropout.
I don't know what came first, the shoe or the CD, but
I think historically the shoe. I mean, like, they had those back in Game of Thrones time.
You don't know that.
I think he created the shoe.
Yeah,
pretty
out
sure
of the CD.
Thanks, Kanye, for the shoe.
That's the Kanye best.
Kanye best.
Oh. And yeah, there's no Kanye rest.
So not Kanye himself, but somebody like Kanye? Is that what you're saying?
Well, Kanye, just because he's the like
Isn't
the most...
Isn't there a song that goes, I want to be like Kanye? Is that the person you want?
Sure, yeah.
Whoever that guy is?
Is that an actual song?
Is that a song?
I don't
type that in. I want to be like Kanye lyric.
Others, I want to be like Michael Jordan.
Mike Pence?
From the 90s.
Mike Pence.
Yeah, nobody wants to be Mike Pence.
The political... Who raps like that? I want to be like Mike Pence. In what? Having, like, suits?
Just have politics.
The Chain Smokers.
The Chain Smokers has the I want to be like Kanye.
Oh, wow. So it's an actual thing?
Yeah.
So you're not crazy?
No. Well, a little bit differently.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah. A little bit.
Differently abled.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they say.
Mm-hmm. That's what they say. But I'm quite happy with how different my brain is, because it's not the same, which is important for being different.
Well, isn't it true that nobody's brain is the same?
I would think that it's true that that's not a false statement.
I think some brains are the same, though.
Really? Well, in weight.
Well, maybe.
Depends on what you mean by same. What's your definition of same here?
I don't know, like, you run into people that, like, are just so like someone else you've seen that it's just like they have to have the same brain.
Oh, like Mike Pence.
Like Mike
and
Pence.
Michael Jordan.
And Michael Jordan,
so
exactly.
So same.
Born for greatness.
Just out
of... Mike Pence and every Nazi in America.
Oh, out of the frying pan and into the microwave.
Microwave. Mm-hmm.
So where can people find you on social media?
You can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/brotheroctopus, or Twitter @brotheroctopus, or youtube.com/brotheroctopus, or Bandcamp. brotheroctopus.bandcamp.com.
Okay.
Or brotheroctopus.ca.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. There's more.
Only those? What if somebody wanted to find you on another way?
Anything.
LinkedIn.
Just put /brotheroctopus.
Do you have a LinkedIn?
Friendster.
LinkedIn.
LiveJournal.
Yeah.
MySpace.
Oh, man, I'm missing
Imgur.
Some of
those. Do you have an Imgur?
We can give the FTP login for our website if anyone wants.
Yeah, I only ever listen to music on Imgur. Is that where
Well, you guys loading stuff up on Imgur.
Yeah. Do you guys have a Twitch?
A Twitch?
Twitch streams?
We just got
app.net.
Just put anything / Brother Octopus and you'll find
friend
us.
Friend feed.
Do you have Friendster? They add you on
do.
Friendster?
We do.
Grownown.net.
You have a MySpace?
Tom's still going back here. <He's> a...
Surfbook.
Yeah.
Yahoo 360.
Yeah, he's loaded up a list.
Formspring.
Yeah, what's your Xbox friend code?
Or he's probably PSN. On Google Plus. I'm on Google Plus, and I without even trying.
Ooh, that's
well, don't you have to be on Google Plus to have a YouTube account?
No.
It's just all connected through your Google account.
I accidentally clicked the Google Plus button, and then next thing you know, I have a Google Plus account.
Wow.
Google Plus
it's
rules.
That easy. Don't click on
like,
that.
It sounds like an STD of social media.
Plan
if
it
you
all.
You can accidentally get it.
I get like updates.
You're
on
like,
it.
I didn't sign up for herpes, but here I am with Google Plus. Oh,
I get
Nexopia.
Updates on it. Like I have friends
Nexopia?
On there, and
really?
I don't even know. Yeah, I never tried for it.
There's one called Hives.
Everyone just has it.
What?
Hives.
Hives. And they can buy your stuff on Information Tunes?
Yeah.
They can.
Yeah.
And if they wanted a physical copy.
Uh-huh. Physical copies. You can come to our shows.
Okay.
That's the main.
And you promote those shows on your social media?
We do.
Okay, and where are those again?
Okay, let's go
media?
Over them all.
Do you have Facebook?
Does it matter? They happened already.
Oh, yes. They're all over.
You're all done shows? You're retired? We're did you come on the podcast to announce a retirement?
No, we should have some kind of store set up, I suppose.
We don't even know what the world is going to be like when this is out. Like,
oh, yeah.
Do shows even happen?
I mean, you got a Cheeto in the White House and Michael Jordan's the vice president.
Yeah.
What kind of crazy world are we?
Oh, no, it's so strange. Yep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In the neighborhood?
Mm-hmm.
Who are you going to call? Tom Brent, 780-862-1124. Don't call me, please text.
Thank you for listening. Like, favorite, subscribe, do other stuff. I don't know. There's buttons on whatever you're listening to do, and then hit the things on the button. Thank you for listening.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
Well, that's the end. I hope you enjoyed the podcast. Please make sure to rate, review, subscribe, or whatever the equivalent is on whatever you're watching or listening to this on. Check out the Facebook page, facebook.com/quickandslow, for all the extra content. Thank you for listening to the podcast, and I love you. Bye.
Okay, knock, knock, guys.
That's a normal thing.